T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game reporter, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. JD, good morning. The atmosphere last night compared to most games, what'd you think?
Yeah, it was electric, and I think it was a notch up based on the way it's been throughout the regular season at Oracle, and I think it even jumped to another level in the second quarter when the Warriors went on that run after the Draymond Green, LeBron James foul and subsequent flagrant review penalty double technical. A lot of things going on there in that second quarter, but the Warriors fans really got into it from that point moving forward.
JD, which was the bigger factor last night, the Warriors out for revenge or the Cavs just at the end of a long slog on the road?
I think it was probably the Warriors more so, the fact that they had something to prove last night, and whether they wanted to send a message to the Cavs, they sent a message to the Cavs. I mean, they'd probably say it was all about them and just wanting to play the right way and show that they could be more physical and rebound and not turn the ball over and be more aggressive. But I don't think the Warriors wanted to carry the weight of a potential 5-game losing streak all the way to June head-to-head against Cleveland.
JD, when you watch the game and you talked about the first half, the second half, just the whole game flow, seemed like the Dubs were playing at a different level. Seemed like you saw Cavs trying to keep up, but it didn't even seem like they were playing at the same level. Did you see the same, or you thought they were?
It was defense and physicality first and foremost. I mean, the Warriors, so many games this year where it's like they're playing the same game. It feels like an open gym type of atmosphere. The Warriors know they can outscore the opponent. If it's got to be 128-120, they can make it 128-120. But last night it was more about the fact that the Warriors were going to impose their will on the defensive side and not let a guy like Tristan Thompson kill them on the offensive glass as far as rebounding and second chances. So that they locked in early. It engaged their offense. You know, Curry was really aggressive with the 10 assists in the first half and taking shots. And then Klay Thompson said after the game, "Hey, Curry needs to take shots. When Steph takes a lot of shots, that's when the Warriors really go." And I think they just had it clicking on all phases.
95.7 The Game reporter John Dickinson joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. JD, did you have an opportunity to see Marin Catholic product Jared Goff at the game last night? And if so, did he appear more confident after the pep talk he got from Dan Dibley?
You know what? I saw Jared Goff briefly, but not near enough to gauge his confidence level. But yeah, I think anybody would be would figure it out on a greater level after a pep talk from Dan Dibley. I sure know throughout my career, it's helped me on a numerous occasions.
I was just about to say the exact same thing, JD, from our 6 weeks together back in 2011. I mean, heck, you rocketed straight to the top since then.
A real question for you, JD. There was a lot of conversation after the Cavaliers acquired Kyle Korver that the Warriors may need to make a counter move. So last night was the first time they met each other with Korver playing for the Cavs. He predictably stunk for them last night. Are the Warriors still in that mode where they may need to make a counter move? Because quite frankly, the team looked pretty damn good last night.
I don't think they need to make a counter move specifically for Korver. I mean, if there's maybe an extra big man to be had or some extra shooting off the bench, a guy that can fill it up a little bit for the Warriors, then maybe they make that move. But I don't think they need to do anything specifically to counter what the Cavs did with Korver. And Korver now, 3 out of 4 games with the Cavaliers, has stunk. I mean, he had one good game in Sacramento. He wasn't good Utah or Portland or last night against the Warriors. And I think he's worth keeping an eye on the rest of the way. With an eye toward maybe the fact that he's just shot at this point and a guy that can only contribute once every 5 or 6 games.
John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game Super Reporter with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. JD, as always, thank you so much for your time. Get some rest. We'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, sounds good, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.